Welcome to the Beyond the Diagnosis podcast with me, Dr. Kylie. I'm so glad you're here. If you find this empowers you to take back control of your health instead of relying on the system in any way, please share this with three of your friends. Invite them to come join us. Are you ready? Let's dive inside. All right. Welcome, guys. Today, we are privileged to have Lori Edwards with us. She's a good friend of mine. And I imagine that she was once sitting in your shoes. Now that you have learned a little bit about functional medicine, a little bit about changing your mindset, and really diving in beyond the diagnosis, you're probably thinking, where on earth do I begin? Well, we're going to walk through our stories, both mine and Lori's story today with you, because I didn't always think like this. And Lori said something to me when we first started that she's like, you know, I've been paying attention to your videos and the things that you've been posting. And if I'm understanding correctly, everything is connected. And I said, bingo, everything is connected. Your body is one miraculous machine that is designed to all work together in a function. Now, it's really easy to make this example. Everybody says that they have a thyroid problem. Great. Your thyroid is just one gland in a system, and there are multiple systems in your body that all function together. So when you start changing that to like a full body approach, to a full body mindset, that's the true essence of functional medicine. Figuring out how your body runs together as a whole, and then building it from there. So way back when, before I ever did this functional medicine thing, I was one of those girls, and trust me, I love my family to death. My parents and I, like, we do everything together as a family. But growing up, we just did what we knew. Like, if we started getting sick, we ran and got antibiotics. In fact, our medical doctor, our primary care physician, he's come to multiple family events. We have his cell phone number on hand. And oftentimes when I was at school, I could just, like, you know, I was in Oregon or Southern Utah, and I could just have him send me a prescription down wherever I was. So he was pretty close with us because of how many health problems we've been through. But that was our life. Like, I ate dairy every day. I had cereal. I mean, it was just that kind of thing. That's why I grew up. And I remember when I got introduced to functional medicine, I was an assistant in the chiropractic's office who kind of dabbled in functional medicine. And that's where I really learned about it. And I remember I broke out in acne, like, on my cycle. Every time I had a period, my face would break out. And he said to me one day, he's like, you should cut out dairy. What the heck do you mean? My family are dairy farmers. That is blasphemy in the household. So of course I didn't do anything about it. I go off to school in Oregon, which was like, I don't know, 2014 is when I left, January 1st. And my roommate and I, she had some skin issues. So I was like, you know what? Let's just do this. Let's just cut out these inflammatory foods and see what happens. I haven't had dairy. I mean, that's a lie. I mainly don't have dairy. I'll have some cheese here and there, but I don't do dairy. And I'll tell you, the asthma's gone away. Like, I used to get pneumonia every winter. That doesn't happen anymore. So I've really approached this in a very unique way from how I've grown up. And I'm sure, Lori, you've done something similar. So walk us through how you kind of grew up versus now the way you see and approach your health.
Very similar to you. My parents, every time I was sick, it was, let's go to the doctor. Whenever our back hurt, we'd go to the doctor, get pain medicine, things like that. And it was just, it's what we knew. It's what we did. And as I grew up and with the joys of social media, I was able to meet other people who had different ideas. I think the first time I ever thought of it was I had a cousin who had found some of the things that my grandma had done when she was young, when they didn't have all the medicines. And it was, oh, she did this natural hair stuff. She did this natural skincare and things like that. And that was the first time that I kind of thought there's different ways to come about to take care of things. There's not just the one, go to your doctor and he can fix everything. And I've kind of realized that a lot of the doctors are giving band-aid solutions where it's like, oh, you hurt? Well, let's take away the pain instead of figuring out what the pain is coming from or what the inflammation is coming from. And I kind of got tired of getting band-aid answers. instead of figuring out what was wrong with me.
Or them saying, go see counseling, or, you know, something like, this is your problem. There's nothing wrong with your body if this pill doesn't fix it.
Right. And it makes you feel dumb because you're like, obviously there's something wrong with me. And if there's nothing wrong with my body, if I'm normal, then what's wrong with me? Am I just destined to have a life of pain or irritation or anything like that? And it's hard because it makes you feel weird, like you're like something's wrong with you.
Yeah, you like as an individual.
Yeah,
it's not the first time I've heard that. So tell us a little bit about your health struggles and walk us through like the kind of answers you were getting, how long the journey's been, because I know what you're doing now with me is very different.
Yes. So once I started having kids, I was always tired. And it was easy to say, well, they're getting up in the night. I'm staying
You're
up with them.
You should be tired.
Exactly. And that's what everybody said was, oh yeah, you're a mom. They'll grow up someday and then you'll get sleep. But I was just always really tired. And then it kind of got to where I was having more like digestive issues. And it got to the point where I could no longer function in my normal life. I wasn't able to volunteer at my kids' school because I didn't feel good, or I would avoid social activities because I never knew when something would happen and then I would have to run to the bathroom or run somewhere else. And I always just felt drained, so tired. And my dad has very similar issues. And I had seen what he had gone through, where he had gone from doctor to doctor. And it was always like, oh, cut out spicy foods and you'll be fine. Or take this medicine, or just, oh, you've got this symptom. There's nothing we can do. And so I lived with it for, I think it had gotten worse in the last like year and a half or year. And in the meantime, I had become friends with you and followed you on Facebook. And I saw the things that you had posted and I always thought, oh, that's interesting, you know, but I kind of just kept going on with my life.
It will work for somebody else, but not for me.
Well, and nobody's ever exactly the same. So yeah, it was easy to kind of be like, oh, okay. And it was one of those, someday I'll get to trying that. But it got to the point where I was like, I want my life back. I want to be able to choose to volunteer if I want to. I want to choose to help somebody else if I feel like it, or even just feel good enough to get up and do my dishes for the day. Not that I always choose to do my dishes, but I want to at least have that choice.
Yes. And I won't tell you how highly stacked my dishes are upstairs right now.
We're in one room. They can't see it. It's all good.
It's life. It's motherhood.
But I wanted to at least have that choice instead of feeling like my choice was laying on the couch all day, doing the bare minimum to even survive with my kids. I wanted to thrive in life instead of just survive. And so I talked with my husband and we decided to just give it a try. And it was kind of one of those, what's the worst that can happen? Deals like, it can't get any worse. Well, I mean, it could get worse, but we figured it wouldn't get worse. And so talking with you, we had figured out, and I never had the hope that it could be completely fixed. I always thought it was going to be another kind of a band-aid situation of like, oh, you'll be on these supplements for the rest of your life. Or you'll be on these supplements as long as you eat this or something. You know, I didn't ever think that there was a way for my body to completely heal from what was going on. And talking with you and realizing your brain, your glands, your cells, everything works together, and that you can heal that, gave me a lot of hope for the first time that it wasn't just, this is my life from now on. And I really liked that, having that hope.
Yeah. Now, were you ever diagnosed? Did they ever throw a name at you?
No, I was a little different where I didn't spend a lot of time with a doctor because I had gone to doctors for other things. And it was always like, well, we'll draw your blood. Well, you're normal. So if it gets worse, let us know. And I just kind of was like, I don't want to go and spend a bunch of money to have them tell me, well,
nothing's
we don't know.
Wrong. Yeah.
Or to give me a diagnosis of oh, you have IBS and sorry.
Like on Humira for the rest of your life.
Yeah. You know, and so I had never really gone to a doctor. And when it got to the point where I probably would have gone to a doctor is when I had met you and had started to kind of learn a lot more. And I decided to try this first before I tried anything else. And it worked. It changed. I am amazed how different my life is.
So let's walk them through just so they get an idea, the listeners, mm-hmm. what happens when like we get started together. So I'll give you an example with Lori. I don't even know if you texted me or called me because you got my cell phone. You're lucky. So so we got started that way with just, start off with this free phone consult.
Yeah.
On this free phone consult, you can book this on my website, drkellyburton.com/book, or you click the Let's Connect button and it will get you straight to my schedule. All you do is pick a time and date that works for you. I'll call you. And then what happens is I want to know more about your story. And in Lori's case, I want to know about her story because I knew her from church. And I'm going to tell you, she's like, well, it's easy to fake it for 2 hours a week. And I guarantee you there are listeners out there who are faking it for a couple hours a week. So you're not alone, ladies. If that's you, this is more than just you. I converse with Lori with her symptoms and kind of more about her background. And then I said, you know what? Based off of your symptoms, I really think you have this. Now, we could work together one-on-one, but I don't think that's necessarily needed because it's so clear-cut to me that this is what is the main issue, that I can give you a personal 3-month supplement plan. It's going to be new supplements every month. So you're basically walking through phase 1, phase 2, phase 3 for a 3-month period. And that's basically what we did with Lori was destroy her gut. Specifically, we destroyed SIBO. And SIBO is called small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. SIBO. If you suffer with diarrhea or constipation, be sure you look that up. If you've ever been told you have Crohn's, IBS, IBD, any gut issues, SIBO is probably the beginning factor. So when it comes to making that phone call, there are lots of options. It's not just, hey, you got to go down this 12-month road and work with me one-on-one. It's going to cost thousands and thousands of dollars. No, I mean, I'm a mom. Lori is a mom. We have a mortgage to pay for. We have kids to feed. Like money isn't growing on trees at our houses. So I've navigated ways to make it very easily affordable for just Lori and myself if I were to need treatment. So what we did was I provided Lori with that personal 3-month treatment plan. Now, Lori, when you started the supplements, what did you think?
Having grown up with the kind of Western medicine type of attitude, it was so hard to believe that it was that simple. Like really in 3 months, everything can be better. Like that's just, it's crazy to kind of think about. And when I had talked to you, having that phone call was really the push of, I can just call her and just talk to her. And it was nice because it was talking like talking to a friend, even though we were friends before. I felt like you were a friend and kind and stuff. And you had talked about SIBO, and I had never heard of it ever. And that night I went and searched it. I Googled it, and they had most websites talked about the top 10 symptoms that you have from that. And I looked at it and I had at least 8. All the different, I mean, the symptoms were all pretty similar, but I always had at least 8 out of the 10 symptoms. And I was kind of surprised, like, oh, okay, at least now I know a name to it. And when I got the supplements, my kids laughed because they smell like grass. And they're like, you're going to eat this every day? And I was like, yeah, I am.
But it's in capsule, so it's not too terrible.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't terrible at all. It's just the idea of supplement, like natural supplements do smell more earthy.
Yeah.
Their children's ibuprofen that's cherry flavored, you know?
Yes.
So taking them, I kind of thought, well, we'll see. And I had the hope that it would be like 1 or 2 days and I would be miraculous. But then I had the realistic thought of there's a reason it's 3 months. And so I was kind of just in that in between of hoping that it would help sooner, but knowing that it could take some time, and just was like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to stick to it and give it a shot was what I thought at first.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And after the 3 months?
It didn't even take 3 months. I think it was probably 2 or 3 weeks. And it wasn't like a day and night. It was one of those that I suddenly realized I had done so much the day before. I had gotten up and done laundry and dishes. I went on a bike ride with my kids, which I haven't done in I don't know how long. And I played and I did this and I did a craft. And I thought, wow, I did so much today. And I was telling my husband, I'm like, look how much I did. I'm so impressed. And he goes, well, haven't you kind of noticed that you have had so many more good days? And I had to stop and I was like, oh, I did. Like, I didn't feel like my only choice was sitting on the couch all day. I would think, oh, I need to do those dishes. And it was like, all right, I'll jump up and do the dishes because I felt good enough that I actually could. And I would think, oh, you know, it's a nice day. Let's go for a walk. And it was like, okay, let's do this. Instead of this, I really should go sit on the floor and play with my toddler, but I'm just so tired. And I realized instead of having one good day every couple of weeks, I was having a couple of good days every week. And by the end of the 3 months, I had so much more energy. I was still tired, which was, you know, we went to the next stage of healing my body, but I wasn't controlled by my body anymore. Like, I had control of it. I had control of my choices and my decisions for the day. And I loved that. I loved being able to feel good enough that I could get up in the morning and be like, I can actually do my to-do list. I'm going to do it.
Your to-do list probably got longer.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
That's so cool. Now, when it came to taking supplements, was it easy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The hardest part was remembering to do it every day.
Yeah. The reason why I bring this up is because I've talked to people that who are like, oh, I work with this herbalist and I spent $4,000 or $5,000 on supplements. And every time I would take some detox thing and it would just make my life so miserable. Or I felt like I was popping pills all day long. Now, they weren't pharmaceuticals, but they were still pills. When it comes to supplements, like four or five?
The most I ever had in 1 month was 8 a day. Because there were two per type of supplement.
Right. So 4 supplements, mm-hmm. capsules each.
Yeah.
Pretty standard from my perspective. Because here's why. If I am not willing to take 1 million supplements myself, I'm not going to recommend other people to do it. And yeah. I am the worst at supplement taking. I'm the worst at it ever. I would be the worst patient in the world. So when it comes to like, I'm not going to say you have to take this morning, lunch, breakfast, breakfast, lunch, dinner, nighttime. Like that's absurd to me. Take it one time in the day. There's a couple things you have to take separate. So it might become once or twice a day. But then you take that stuff, you let it do its work. You let it do, in this case, we destroyed, then we healed, and then we rebuilt the 3 steps of the gut in just 3 months. All of that said, Lori, how many supplements are you on right now?
None.
And did you go back to the way you were?
No. And I kind of had that fear like, oh, once I stop, it's going to come back, but it hasn't. I don't have any issues. I don't even think about it anymore, which is nice.
There's a reason why I do this crap.
I'm really glad you did.
So now you did 2 to 3 months. Formed your gut, which then eventually transformed your life, not only your mm-hmm. life, now you can do more with your kids. Your husband got even better. And more importantly, you feel like yourself again.
I do.
Now tell your dad, let's get him before he, just kidding.
Yeah, I know. I'm working on him. Don't you worry.
Okay. So I know one of the other things you talked about was the anxiety.
Yes.
Walk us through how the anxiety has changed.
So with every baby that I had, it had gotten worse. And after my 3rd, I had such anxiety that again, my life wasn't myself. And it got to the point where I went to my doctor and said, I can't function. And so I got on an antidepressant, or not an antidepressant, an anti-anxiety. They're slightly different, I guess. And it helped. But especially with the quarantine and COVID that had hit, it just wasn't enough. And I was super nervous. And you had done a seminar about anxiety and you had given 4 steps to help with 4 steps, right?
Yeah.
I don't have my list with me, so I forgot how many. I'm pretty sure it was four.
Less than five, so four is a good number.
Yes. And one of the first things was to up your vitamin D. And I was like, oh, that's something easy I can do. And so I started doing that. And it was amazing how things didn't stress me out as much when I would have that break to be able to think, is this really worth stressing about, or is it really not a big deal? And I mean, there are certain things that really are anxiety driven right now, but I'm not controlled by that. It's funny because I keep saying that I've been controlled by my body, but it really is true. For so many different ways, my body has made the choices for me so that I didn't have that choice. And upping my vitamin D, taking some of the other suggestions about good breakfasts and things like that, has made it where I feel like I can function in my life again. And I feel like I can, you know, not be a bawling mess in the corner every day.
When you say you were up, you up vitamin D, what were you taking before?
Zero.
Zero? Okay. A lot of people will say, well, I'm taking 2,000, 3,000, 5,000 IU. That's pretty standard dosage for vitamin D. When I say up it, I'm talking 25,000 IUs per day.
Yeah.
Which can, like, I don't care what you, I mean, I do care what you use because there are better things on the market than other things. But if you have vitamin D on your shelf, go look at it, look at the label and see how many capsules, droppers, whatever it is that you need to eat, consume per day to reach 25,000. If you need a vitamin D, go to my website and order one.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's one that I had talked with other family members about and had said, you know, this has really helped me. Like, I can feel a difference in how it's helped. And they were like, well, I'm taking 5,000. And I was like, try opening it, you know, about four times more. And so they have upped it as well and said that it has improved, that their depression, their anxiety, things like that has helped and improved just by one simple step of increasing vitamin D.
Yeah. No, I don't remember the exact date that workshop was, but I know it was in the springtime. And heading into summer, a lot of people will say, well, it's summertime, I don't need to take that much vitamin D. Are you still taking it?
I am.
Yeah. I recommend that too. Doesn't matter if you live in Phoenix, Arizona, or if you live in the Caribbean, I don't care. So take vitamin D, 25,000 IUs, because our bodies, because of the load that they are constantly under with the environmental pressures, it's very difficult for our bodies to now process vitamin D from the sun. So the more you can take it internally, the better. That's my straw for vitamin D there. It's one of the easiest things you can start doing, whether you have anxiety and depression, or if you're struggling with fertility, or you're struggling with hormones, like whatever the case may be, just take one step and start with vitamin D. Easiest thing in the world. And I guarantee you, you're going to feel something different. So you're taking vitamin D, that's about it. And what is your husband say during all this?
My husband?
Yeah. Because a lot of times women will be like, no, like they'll go talk to their husbands and their husbands will be like, well, it's not worth the money.
Oh, we're okay. I was thinking physically where he is. Wow. I took that wrong.
No, that's good.
He's been really supportive of it. And it helped that I had followed you for so long. And I had told him things like, oh, Kylie has said this or Kylie said that. And he was like, okay. And so when I went to him and I said, I want to try this, he was like, okay, give it a try. Like, it's worth it to give it a try. And then when he saw how things had improved, he was like, great, now let's take the next step. Like, we're going to get you back to better than you were when you were 20 years old when we got married. And so now he's very supportive of it. He loves to tell other people about it, about how that there are other options than just taking medication for the rest of your life. And it's funny because he'll come to me and he'll say, well, my friend was telling me that his wife is dealing with this. Do you think there's something Kylie could help with? And I'm like, oh yeah, Kylie can help with that.
Come on and join us. So you can learn how to shift this mindset just like Lori did. And I did way back before I even started all of this. Like I said, I don't do dairy anymore. And I think that was a big contributor to my asthma going up. So there are simple things that we can take to help you once we figure out your personal plan. Now, functional medicine is personalized medicine. No, that being said, there are some protocols that we can wipe across the board. It's like when it comes to SIBO, there is a protocol that I have created that blasts SIBO in, like I said, 3 months. And then Lori, she's what, 6 months later, still feeling great.
Yep.
Now her next step, Lori, would be, you just went and got blood work, right?
I did. Yes.
So she went back to her primary care doctor, ordered a bunch of labs that I request. If you were to go run labs, here's what you need to run. Now write this down for those listeners. Ready? One, the first lab is a CBC with differential. Now all you need to do is hand that to your doctor. They'll know exactly what it is. Number two is a metabolic panel. Three is a lipid panel. Four is a complete thyroid panel. TSH doesn't cut it. You need TSH, free T4, free T3, TPO antibodies, and TG antibodies. So there are five markers in that thyroid panel. It's always great to throw on a vitamin D. It's always great to throw on some blood sugar stuff like insulin, A1C, blood glucose. But if you were to start somewhere, start with a CBC with diff, a metabolic panel, and a lipid panel. And then another one to throw on is an HSCRP. If you're one of those people that are like, inflammation is causing everything in my body. I love this because we get this HSCRP back and it's like 0.2. That's the inflammation marker. And it's like, inflammation is not wreaking havoc in your body. Something else is. You're just blaming inflammation because it's easy. And taking turmeric because that's what Google told you to do. So in Lori's case, we got some blood work. Now I'm going to take a look at it and dissect it. Lori has also joined one of the programs that we did, the End Chronic Fatigue program. So if you're interested in any of those programs, it's more of a DIY, learn at home type thing. I teach you what you need to know, how to read your labs, and then the protocol that you need to take to complete to, you know, master parasites or master SIBO or master your thyroid or whatever the case may be. I'll teach it all to you right there in the comfort of your own home at a very low and easily affordable price. So Lori, thank you so much for joining us today. If you had anything that you could tell somebody who was thinking about starting this journey, what would that be?
Just take the first step. Whether it's calling you or just even joining the Facebook page and starting to look at the things that you post, and because you add a lot of things that we can learn, you know, take that first step of adding vitamin D or cutting out dairy. Just take that first step and believe that it can get better. I have hope, I guess would be maybe what I would say, is have hope that things can change and things can get better. And it's not necessarily an overnight, but it's not necessarily a lifetime either. It's, you know, there's things that can be done.
Well, you don't get sick overnight either.
No.
So when it takes years to get, say it takes you 10 years to get sick, get unwell, it's going to take you a year, maybe even 5, depending on how you approach things and how your body heals. But it's not going to be an overnight fix. However, that being said, it's going to stay fixed.
Yeah.
Once you do the work, it stays that way. And then as we do the work, as you do the work, and as I give you the tools that you need to do that work, I give you a toolkit. So that way, like, it's like, I had a death in the family. My cortisol got way, my stress levels went through the roof. All of a sudden I started feeling these anxiety things again. I know I need GA. I'm going to go grab GA. I'm going to take that for the next month. That kind of thing is your toolkit. So just know that whatever situation you're sitting in right now, whether you're in similar shoes as Lori or you have your own separate story, you can start changing it. And whether that's the first step is joining the Facebook page or joining or making a phone call or even scheduling that phone call, do it for you, do it for your family, do it for your spouse, do it sooner than later, because the faster you get onto this, the faster you can heal and the faster you can get your life back. You don't want to be waiting another 10 years because you've already lost 10 years. And it's going to take you longer to heal. Does that make sense?
I was going to say that even though it takes time to heal, after I talked to you, I felt better in just the fact that I had hope that something could change. And so I felt like every step that I had taken everything that I learned helped me to feel a little bit better. So take that first step.
Now you're doing what? Kickboxing with your kids? What are you doing?
We do jiu-jitsu. Yeah.
I know something like kicking. I don't know exactly what.
More like aggressive cuddling, and we love it. It's so good. That's a whole nother thing, because I could talk hours on that.
Tell us a little synopsis about why you enjoy it.
I love it, especially for my kids, because it gives them the confidence of that they can set boundaries for themselves. They teach them to talk to the bullies and to say, I'm not comfortable with that. You need to stop. But then if it continues, then you go tell your teacher, or you go tell an adult. And then it's if you're alone and they are you, even after you've talked to them, you have the confidence that you are able to control the situation in any way that you want. And I've seen my daughter go from super timid at school to having the confidence of, I'm not okay with you talking to me that way. And I love it.
And I love the fact that it's not running. Like it is exercise, but it's not like you're going out running a mile or having to go to the gym. Like there are other ways to get your so-called exercise in. Mm-hmm. So I always like to highlight those.
Yep.
One lady was like, oh, I was out gardening this morning. I'm like, yes, you didn't say that you were running. Like that is totally exercise for you. So be great in your exercise, ladies. Find out what maybe you like, and then your kids can start doing it too, or even join the kids, or join her kids. So I might have to do the same here when I get a little bit older. I did go for a jog the other day, and I ran my spin bike for the first time since having this baby. And
awesome.
I feel it like 2 days later, but I was like, it's something to make my body hurt. It felt so good.
The hurt just means the calories are crying as they leave your body. It's good.
All right. Thank you, Lori, for joining us. That was so awesome. And ladies, take her advice. Go get some hope. Make that first step. And I'll see you when you do. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Beyond the Diagnosis with me, Dr. Kylie. If you enjoyed this and you learned something new, if you felt empowered in any way, please go invite 3 of your friends to come join us. And then meet me right back here again next week.